And you're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and in the studio we have Ellen Griffiths. Hello, you, Ellen.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Annie. It's a real pleasure to be here.
And we were just hearing some of Such a Fine Sunny Day, and it's going to that's part of your cycle, isn't it? Your
yes.
song cycle.
Yeah, I wrote a song cycle in the Melbourne's second lockdown out of a real fear that we were going to have a war with Russia. And I didn't know how to react to this artistically. I was in a panic over it. And I found the writings by Munich University student group in the 1940s called White Rose. They were Christian pacifists, and they risked their lives calling on Germans to rise up against Nazism before Hitler dragged them down to hell. Really strong words. And they got caught by the Nazis, Sophia Scholl, who the song cycle is dedicated to, and her brother, Hans, and their close friend Christopher Probst endure this horrible Nazi show trial, and then they were immediately executed. And before Sophie was killed, she said, "Such a fine sunny day."
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. But this this song cycle, this is the first time I've written libretto and music together. The words out of these letters are still salient today. They're so relevant to what is going on. And I imagined how Sophie would have reacted to today's world in case of what's happening with Ukraine. She back then and White Rose were convinced that Hitler was going to allow Germany to be destroyed, and then the Soviets were coming and they were going to completely destroy Germany. So I imagine Sophie alive now. What would she say about the threat which faces us all? We know about climate change, but there's a more pressing threat than that now. It's the threat of nuclear annihilation. The UN Secretary General stated last year in August, and where there was a large celebration, really, on the banning of nuclear weapons. And he said, today, to paraphrase, he said, we are one mistake away, we are one miscalculation away from nuclear annihilation. And I was thinking to myself, how can we react to what's happening in Ukraine? I'm thinking, well, what would Sophie Scholl say? I don't think she would support the acceleration of the war. We need to have a diplomatic solution, or else we are going to have a nuclear war. I'm 100% convinced.
Well, you know, the thing that's most interesting, I guess, is the lack of development in human culture to certain parts of our society requires conflict for power grabs. They see it as a legitimate game to play for furthering their aims. They still believe it, despite the fact the armaments that they've created are so cataclysmic that there will be no winners.
Yes, absolutely. That's 100% correct. The human thinking hasn't changed.
Well, some peoples have, but how does that suffuse the entire population of the world?
Yes. Well, we need to have a narrative which is dominated by the US military-industrial complex. And anyone who dares to speak out is accused of being a Putin puppet. I'm not a Putin puppet. I'm thinking for myself. Look what happened with America's clear intent on invading Iraq. It wasn't a mistake. They lied about weapons of mass destruction, and they purposely went in there to steal Iraq's oil. And ISIS was born out of that. Iraq was a disaster. Afghanistan was a disaster. Syria was a disaster. Both the Republicans and Democrats voted a couple of months ago to maintain their illegal occupation of northern Syria and keep on stealing Syria's oil. And they had the temerity to tell Russia, don't do this, don't invade Ukraine. I mean, why these double standards? It's unacceptable.
As a composer, the work that you've been doing has been to try and raise awareness of these issues. That's yes. Right, isn't it?
Yes, well, I've been a long-term peace activist. I grew up in New Zealand during the anti-nuclear campaign. A tiny nation stood up against the might of empire and showed what is possible. And that really formed my mind back then. Then there was the anti-Springbok tours, which were incredible. So it shows what people can do when they get together. Unfortunately, now the same people, who are close friends of mine, who opposed the Iraq War, now support a further escalation of Ukraine. I just don't understand. Can they not see that we're so close to a nuclear war? A diplomatic solution is the only viable outcome here. So, as an artist, how can I respond? I didn't know how to respond. I didn't have the confidence to get onto public radio and say, look, this is what's happening. So I found comfort in these letters by White Rose, and this music came to me. And then I wrote this piece, which I'm very happy with, and I was thinking, well, what can I do with it now? And it was thanks to COVID that I knew there was one of the world's top opera singers in New Zealand for 2 years because he couldn't fly back to America, right? And I knew how to get it to him. So I posed the question, do you like the song cycle? Would you like to record it? And he had a look and he said, this is great. I'd love to do it. I said, well, how would you like to do the world premiere? And he said, yes, that would be great. If you can arrange to get it done in Christchurch, but when I'm here at this time frame, then I'd like to do it. So then I flew over the recording producer from Sydney. I flew over one of Australia's greatest virtuoso pianists, who should be a household name, Nicholas Young. I flew him over. He learned the main piano part. He introduced me to pianist Anna Maximova, who's a brilliant pianist in her own right, to play the second part. So Paul is accompanied by a dramatic piano duet. Some of that you heard in that excerpt. Now,
it's very grand, I'll have to say.
Thank you. Well, the pianists, they really pounded it to the max. Yeah. And just by a lovely stroke of serendipity, one of the world's top audio tech companies wanted to come on board the recording project for us to use their latest recording system called Nexus. And they couriered over from Switzerland to Sydney. And then they had a technician fly over to Christchurch. And we had the best recording equipment for a couple of days in New Zealand.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It is fantastic. And what's even better is that they commissioned a video about this. And now they're promoting this video in their 37 offices around the world.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's and of course the opera singer is Paul Whelan.
Paul Whelan, yes.
Yes. And he has committed to come again to sing.
Yes, he's going to perform the Australian premiere. I booked St. Paul's Cathedral. It's got a lovely acoustic, beautiful piano.
The churches of that size. Yeah, yes. Fantastic.
It is.
So I've been to some concerts in St. Paul's. They're lovely.
Oh, good for you. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, that's really heartening to hear. So
it's cold, so you have to rug up.
You do. A good point. Well, hopefully in November it'll be warm enough, but there is a point there. So the work, the music roars of rage, but also yearns for solace and ultimately love, which is what we humans are capable of. So I've had people come to my concerts, really men who I always thought were hardened, openly weep by being so moved by my music. And I'm thinking, well, I've written all these letters, if we all have, to stop nuclear expansion, why not try something new? Why not try putting on a music concert instead?
Yeah, to generate the discussion.
Yes, absolutely.
And bring out the better parts of people's characters. I mean, it's the truth that people can be persuaded to do quite terrible things because they believe that there's a greater good that can be achieved.
Yeah.
But it's quite clear that quite nefarious forces are using that element in humans to prosecute wars and pretend. And there's so much money in militarization that works against peace, which is such a nonsense because peace is what people always want. Mm. Peace is what people need in order to flourish.
Yes, absolutely. Well, case in point in the spending on the arms on Ukraine, it's the largest spending since World War II. And a large portion of that money doesn't go to Ukraine. It goes to the arms manufacturers in America. They're making millions, literally they're making a killing out of this. And as long as we maintain this narrative...
That's a terrible saying, isn't it?
It is.
Making a killing out of it.
It is. Well, people are saying, the Ukraine government is a democratic government. Zelensky has banned legitimate opposition political parties. It is not a democracy. I wish people would wake up to that. The first thing they did...
But how can you have a democracy in the middle of a war anyway? Yes. I mean, that's just a nonsense.
Well, it is. Well, Zelensky has banned elections now. He's suspended it. It's not going to be happening in 2014. It's an authoritarian state now. The first thing the new government did in 2014 after they got rid of Yanukovych was to ban the speaking of Russian in public service. And a third of Ukrainians speak Russian. So it's a clear signal to the ethnic minority of Ukrainians who spoke Russian that they were the target. And look what happened.
Yeah, well, it's been building for quite a long time. I'll actually have to say that there was a very disturbing feature film that came out, might have been a couple of years ago, called Dumas. Was it Dumas? It's the name of one of the major cities. Mm. That's what the name of the film was. And it was talking about what's going on there. Mm. But this was a number of years ago.
Yeah.
So it's obvious that flame has been on this particular crisis for quite a long time. Mm. It must be a really, really difficult place to be a Ukrainian.
Yes, absolutely.
But that does bring into focus the what appalling things that have been going on in Palestine. It has been said that as the people flee from the Ukraine, that they are being offered space. But while the Israelis are battering a refugee camp, that the Palestinians continue to be reviled as terrorists.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the thing is, the UN Declaration of Human Rights still exists, and it's still, even though it needs, of course, updating, it exists for a reason because there is so much abuse of human rights, and people look to this as a model. Human rights are for everyone. A free Palestine is just as important as a free Ukraine. A democratic Ukraine is just as important as a democratic Palestine, but it's not happening in Ukraine anymore. In Palestine, you've got the largest open-air prison of Gaza. 2 million people are bombed almost 3 or 4 times a year, and hardly rates are mentioned in the media anymore. How did we get to this as a human species, that we can, our hearts open to the people in Ukraine, but we close our hearts to the people in Palestine? How did we come to this as a human species?
Yeah, it requires people to be... I always have thought that critical thinking seems to have fallen off the curriculum.
IQ fatigue.
Yeah. Okay, Alan, we should say that, remind people that they can catch up with this Such a Fine Sunny Day Australian premiere.
Yeah, well, on this concert, I'm also having some of my piano music. I've had excellent reviews from some of the top classical critics in the world. I've also got I've got Zoe Friesberg, an award-winning violinist, an award-winning Chelsea Jim O'Neill, playing with Nicholas Sung, some of my well-received chamber work. It's a top lineup. I'm flying over a concert pianist from New Zealand, Mago Chen. She's Taiwanese. She's brilliant as well. She'll be playing the duet with Nicholas Young. So it's a top lineup.
Oh, sounds really fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So how would people get tickets? Because okay. I know, it, you know, you can put it in your diary. It's the 25th of November.
Yes.
And it's 7:30 p.m. We're giving you fair warning.
Well, they can go to my website and scroll down and they'll see the link there and go to tickets. My website is one word, Griffiths Composer. That's GRIFFITHSCOMPOSER.com. Griffiths Composer.com.
And all lowercase.
All lowercase, yes.
Yeah. And we're going to get a sample of some of your other work.
Yes.
So thank you very much for coming in.
It's been a huge honour. Thank you. It was lovely to meet you, Annie. Thank you.